Good morning and welcome to the conference call on the occasion of the presentation of the results for the first half year 2011 of Vision Wireless Technology, which is now starting. This conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Chen Guoping, CEO, Mr. Henry Chen, CFO, and Mr. Drew Burns, Investor Relations Manager of Vision, as the moderators of this conference. Please go ahead now.
Thank you very much. Good morning to all of you, and thank you for taking the time to listen to our presentation this morning about our results for the first half of 2011. I'm Drew Burns, IR Director of Vision. I'm here with our CFO, Henry Chen, and our CEO, Mr. Chen Guoping. I'll open. I trust that you all have received the PowerPoint that we have for the presentation today. I'll begin with just a very brief overview of the company itself for any of those of you who are online and who are new to our story. Then our CEO and CFO will both have commentary on the results that we achieved for both the second quarter and the first half. And then our CEO will give a little bit more detail on what he sees developing in the operations of the business, what we see is for the outlook for the second half of the year, and then we'll have a quick comment on the progress of our share buyback program and be happy to take any and all questions that you have for us. If you open to page 2 of the presentation, a very quick overview of Vision, which was established in 2002 and IPO'd 7 years later on October 1st, 2009, on the prime standard of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. Our business model is currently divided into three main components, an illustration of which you can see on the following page, on page 3. The first being the traditional core of the business, wireless data terminals. Since the company's inception in 2002 until around the time of its IPO in 2009, it was almost exclusively centered in the wireless data card space. That meant selling primarily to China Telecom, China Unicom, and China Mobile. That business received a major boost when the licenses for the 3G technologies were granted to the three telecom operators in China, and we saw very strong results in the data card space over the course of 2009 and through the first three quarters of 2010. We've seen some changes in our market towards the end of 2010 and the beginning of 2011, particularly heavier pricing pressure in the wireless data card space on the part of the telecom operators. Our CEO will have some more commentary on how we've been adapting to that and looking to take advantage of what is still a growing market. We have begun the process of diversifying our business model in addition to the wireless data terminals, which now also includes 3G wireless routers. We've expanded into the wireless intelligent terminal space. We began selling the PC to TV connectivity device earlier this year and just began selling the first version of our tablet PC, the B7, in June. Our CEO will have some commentary on that as well. And we have established Vision Anjua, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Vision Group, focused entirely in the mobile app space for the Android platform in China. That platform is now fully online, and we'll have a little bit more detail on that soon in the CEO section a little bit later. If you flip to page 4 and take a look at the overview of the financial results that we were able to achieve over the first half this year, our CEO will give a quick representation of what we've been able to achieve thus far.
Okay, 上午好, 那么我们那个 今天给大家报告一下我们 2011年的 上半年的这个财务报告。
Good morning to everyone. Very pleased to be able to share our first half 2011 results with you this morning.
我现在报告的是这个 2011年我们上半年的这个总体的收入和我基本的毛利率和息税前的利润。
What the CEO is going to be going over is the top-line financial results that we were able to achieve so far this first half of the year, particularly the sales revenue, gross profit, EBIT, and EPS.
我们第二季度的收入比第一季度有明显的增加。
First of all, we saw a significant improvement in our sales revenue in the second quarter compared to the first quarter this year, an improvement of 54%.
营业收入达到3200万欧元左右。
And for the first half of the year, we reached total sales revenue of approximately 32 million euro.
这里来自于这个我们的3.5G的数据卡的增加，以及我们那个平板电脑的收入。
This is due primarily to improvements in the core of our business, which we mentioned, particularly in the wireless data terminals, following stronger demand from our main clients, particularly China Unicom.
大家可以看到我们的毛利率还是维持在 19% 左右，比上个季度我们增加了一点。
For the first half of the year, we achieved a gross margin of 19%. That is lower than what we were able to achieve over the majority of 2010. Yet in this environment where there's stronger competition and pricing pressure, we're still quite proud that through our lean cost base, we achieved a strong gross margin of 19% for the first half.
总的来讲，我们的这个完成今年的预计的这种的营业收入，我们会有非常有信心的。
And again, based on the results that we were able to achieve over the first 6 months of the year, we remain confident in achieving the stated guidance for the full year.
那现在我们请我们 CFO Perry 来这个具体介绍一下我们这个第二季度的财务报告。
For a little bit more in-depth analysis, we now ask our CFO to begin on page 4 with a bigger comparison between this year and years previous. Page 5. CFO's portion begins on page 5. CFO Henry Chen.
Compared with the same period of last year, the H1 and Q2 result of the year 2011 experienced decrease. The revenue decreased by 43% for H1 and 34% for Q2. The gross profit decreased by 71% for H1 and 69% for Q2. The EBIT decreased by 82% for H1 and 79% for Q2. The decrease was caused by two major factors, the sales volume and the average selling price of the wireless data cards. However, compared with Q1 2011, Q2 showed better operating results. Revenue increased by 53%, gross profit increased by 37%, and EBIT increased by 84%. This better result was caused by the improvement of sales volume of the wireless data cards. The sales volume increased by 82% from Q1 to Q2 in year 2011. The net profit decreased by 24% because Q1 had more than 1 million euro exchange gain from the strong enhancement of euro against RMB. While the exchange rate kept stable from Q1 to Q2 this year. Q2 2011 showed minus 0.84 million net cash flow from operations. The major reason was the increase of trade receivables from Q1 because the sales in Q2 were still in the collection period. The total assets slightly decreased by 1% from the end of Q1, but total equity accounted for 90% of the total assets at the end of Q2 2011.
Thank you, Henry. We'll continue now on page 6 with an update from the CEO on progress that we've made in the newest business initiatives that we've been launching over the course of this year.
Okay, thank you. 我接下来我再跟各位再报告一下我们现在新的业务的发展情况。
I'll present now what we've seen as far as developments in the newest areas of our business model.
我们新的业务有两块，一个是智能终端，也就是我们的PAD。
There are two major areas of it, the first being the wireless intelligent terminals, that namely is the tablet PC products.
我们的PAD先推出来是7寸的，我们呢销售客户为这个专我们专属的用户群体。
The first model that we've released is a 7-inch model that began sales in June of 2011, primarily through sales representatives and agents.
因为现在价格的优势以及我们现在应用软件的这个专门的定制，所以说我们的PAD6月份开始销售，7月份的销量也有明显增加。
We have looked to target specific clientele, particularly those in need of certain applications, such as, for example, within the cosmetics industry. Due to this targeted approach and an attractive product that we've managed to put out, our sales agents have seen strong results, including improvement in July over what were strong initial sales in June.
我们公司目前这个保险这个特定的平板电脑，我们已经基本上我们已经通过了保险公司的测试，现在在竞得我们的订单。
In the insurance industry, an industry for which we've developed our own application in-house and have targeted for a long time, it's an industry that is a growth industry for tablet computing needs. We have successfully passed the certification process of two of China's major insurance companies, and are currently in competition for initial orders.
所以说我们应该知道第四季度会拿到这个保险行业的金融行业的订单。
Therefore, the tablet PC sales that we have achieved to date have been through sales agents largely in the consumer market, albeit at targeted consumer niches. We expect to see the first sales in our so-called industry-specific or sector-specific market in the fourth quarter of this year.
我们已经也进入了那个移动互联网的这个应用的这个运营平台。
The next module that I would like to discuss in the addition of our business model is the Vision Anjou mobile application platform.
我们在准备在打造专注于中国安卓应用平台的这个APP 的指导。
We've set up our own app store specifically targeted for the Android platform and specifically targeted at the Chinese market.
还有我们正在这个战略定在于国内外的应用程序在中国以及国外的这个代理和分发。
The platform is going to become an integrator and distributor of applications throughout China. Those are applications that are purchased both within China and internationally throughout other areas of the world and then introduced through our platform and our store into the Chinese market.
比如说我们中国的应用的APP 软件我们换到韩国的日本的比如说韩国的这个 SK 电信我们已经做了这一个月会有5万欧元的收入了。
A further step beyond that would be that once we have achieved a sufficient foundation within China, there would be the possibility then to take applications, particularly those that are strongly successful in China, and reach distribution agreements to sell outside of China as well.
我们中国好的应用程序以及海外代理的应用程序已经接入了中国联通和中国移动。
A major component of this application business as well is going to be working closely in concert with the operators just as we have in our hardware business and thus we'll also sell our applications through China Unicom and China Mobile in the future.
所以说我们觉得我们在2011年1月30号对各位报告2011年预测的时候的这个收入我们觉得非常的有信心。
Therefore, if you turn to page 7, you see the guidance that we issued on the 31st of January this year for the full year results, calling for revenues of between €75 and €100 million, an EBIT margin of between 10-12%. Based on the uptick we described in the core wireless data terminal business, along with promising initial results in both the wireless intelligent terminal, namely tablet PC business, and the progress that we're making with the Android platform through our subsidiary Vision Anjou, we still have strong confidence of reaching those results for the year.
所以说我们未来的收入还是期待于无线数据卡新的产品 3.5G 以上的这个新升级的技术以及那个智能终端的产品的收入。
Therefore, if you look further on into this year and next year, you see that in the wireless data terminal space, there will still be growth driven especially by the 3.5G technologies, which are just beginning to emerge in China. And then growth also driven by expansion in the wireless intelligent terminal and mobile application spaces, the two newest components of our business model.
我们今年微软安卓，我们今年做好这个非常好的基础。当第 Q 四的时候，有部分的收入，我们更期待明年有更好的收入。
With the Android business in particular, we feel that we're in the process of establishing a very strong foundation this year, and expect to see significant revenue contributions from that business component next year.
Okay, thank you.
Finally, if you turn to page 8, just a quick update on the share buyback program. We announced it concurrent with the release of our annual report for 2010, which really we released on the 21st of April 2011. The program calls for approximately €4 million to purchase up to 1 million shares. As of last Friday, the 5th of August, we had purchased 370,900 shares. The average price for this buyback was €4.05. The management intends to continue the share buyback program through to the end. Based on market conditions, management would look at continuing a further buyback program in the future once we've reached the terminus of the current program for 1 million shares. This is where we stand as far as the half-year results, the developments that we've been seeing operationally and in the market, and with the progress of our share buyback. We appreciate all of you taking the time to listen, and would like to open the floor to any and all questions that you have for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. So the first question comes from Michael Strabo from Stolbing. May we have your question, please?
Yeah, in reference to the share buyback and potential future dividends, I wanted to see if what the policy, especially on the dividend front, will be going forward, considering that you are currently increasing the cash quite aggressively and the current cash holding is also quite significant. I was thinking if you perhaps were considering a very significant dividend, extraordinary dividend payout in the order of magnitude of, say, €3 per share or something like that, would that be something that you would be considering?
Okay. Please wait one more. Thank you for your question, first of all. Please wait one moment while we translate for the CEO. Just one second.
保持2010年的这种呢分红的这种呢15%的这种利润来打算计划。
First of all, with regard to the plan for the future dividend, we would expect to maintain the payout ratio that we had for this year, since we're paying out 15% of 2010 net profit. We wouldn't look to cancel or decrease a dividend. However, at the same time, an extraordinary dividend would be unlikely given three reasons. The first, that as we continue to expand the new components of our business model into which we're venturing, our working capital requirements are expected to increase. Second, as a company that is involved in the IT space in a rapidly changing market, we need to maintain a level of cash in order to continue to expand our R&D capacity. And one moment.
Okay.
And these are the primary reasons where cash would be needed. So in conclusion, we would maintain the payout ratio of 15%, but the cash that we do have on the balance sheet is needed for the reasons mentioned above.
And in reference then, perhaps a follow-up question on the share buyback, I would say, given the current share price and trying to create shareholder value for shareholders who are purchasing the share price, you know, at current levels, it would seem to me that it would make sense to increase the share buyback substantially, i.e. being more aggressive on the currently announced buyback and also announce much more significant buybacks. It would be, in my opinion, in the best interest of shareholders doing so.
Okay. Please, one more moment while we pause for translation. With regard to the share buybacks, first of all, as we commented on a little bit, the authorization we originally received at the AGM in 2010 is for up to 10% of the total share capital. That would mean that in addition to the program we currently have in place for 1 million shares, we could repurchase again then additionally 598,000 shares without needing a further resolution from the AGM. Management would look at that hypothetically. If we did repurchase all 1 million shares under the current program, management would reassess and look at using the remaining 598,000 shares under that authorization, depending on the circumstances, at the time when we did reach that 1 million shares. But that is a question then of time, and part of the reason, or the reason, that the program you see hasn't been more aggressive is that according to the relevant regulations of the stock exchange, the agent for the share buyback, the investment bank that we have executing on our behalf, is limited in the scope or the scale of which they can purchase on a given day, and therefore we have a program in place based on the related rules and regulations, but that is somewhat circumscribed based on what we're allowed to do.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much.
For further questions, please press star 1. So the next question comes from Jochen Reichert from Warburg Bank. May we have your question, please?
Yes, good morning to everybody. Thank you for taking my question. The first question relates to your sales guidance of 70 to 100 million euros for the current year. Could you give us a feeling for the expected sales mix in the upper end and for the lower end so that we have an idea and a feeling what do you expect from the new products? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for your question. Once again, one quick moment while we translate.
我数据卡这个 3.5G的数据卡类，就是如果假设算是旧产品的话，智能终端算是新产品的话，但我应该来讲的话，大概我只能说大概的数据。 2011年的数据，如果是7，如果是这个7500万，它的比例应该是在30%左右。
If supposing that we reach the bottom end of the guidance, which would be approximately 75 million euro, and looking at the differentiation between older products and new products, if you put 3.5G wireless data terminals still under the designation of old products, then you would likely have a revenue contribution of only about 15% from the wireless intelligent terminals and the mobile apps with Anjur. If looking at the top end of the guidance, closer to 100 million, then you can see a contribution from the newer businesses of closer to 25% in the top end.
Thank you.
So the next question comes from Werner Friedmann from Asantis. May we have your question, please?
Good morning. Two questions from my side. The first is, could you comment, please, on how the development of the sales of your data cards, which have picked up in Q3, is going? Is this a continuous build-up of sales month by month, or is it more lumpy? So can we maybe say that the sales volume you have seen in Q2 could be the minimum that you would expect for each of the two further quarters? And also, if possible, can we have the sales volume of data cards alone, so excluding the routers, for Q2? And second question actually is on your gross margin, which was down quarter over quarter. I wonder why this happened.
Okay. One quick comment before we pause quickly to translate for the CEO. For the request that we give a unit sales number for the wireless data cards alone, unfortunately, and largely at the request of our clients, we don't disclose unit sales numbers of any particular products when we release our financial results. So unfortunately, I have to be a little bit stingy there and can't give you that number. The question with regard to what we see for data card trends in Q3 and what we see with the gross margin, please wait one moment. We'll translate it for the CEO and give you an answer. Thank you.
Drew, just to clarify, I wasn't asking for a unit number for data cards, but for a sales number.
Oh, a revenue number. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let me pause for a second and translate your questions to the CEO, and then we'll give you the answers all together.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. 每一年在这个这种通讯产品，中国就是这个一句话是吧？这个应该第三季度应该是最强势的，而且第四季度是在平均一年的这个季度里面的业绩。First
of all, with regards to trends, particularly in the wireless data card market, there's general overall trend in the telecom market for hardware that basically dictates that the third quarter is the strongest overall market-wide. When you ask if Q2 could be considered sort of a minimum, it wouldn't really be a minimum since Q4 would likely be lower than Q3 again. However, Q4 is sort of indicative of the average for the year, whereas if those who have followed our story for a longer time know, for the last 2 years, Q3 has always been the strongest quarter, and that's partially due to the characteristics of the market in China.
还有一个就是我们现在毛利率的提，就是我们现在成本会有旧产品成本也有一定的这个降低，售价也会同样也会降低，但是新产品我们来获取更高的利润。With
regard to the gross margins, you see that we've sort of settled in around 18-19%. That's due to the much stronger pricing pressure that we saw somewhat at the end of 2010, but much more so in the first quarter of this year. That has continued. We do expect to see a continued tougher pricing environment. However, we expect to continue to control costs on older products better and better as their prices fall. And then with newer products, not only the tablet PCs, but particularly within the wireless data terminal space, the data cards and routers, with 3.5G technology, we expect to see stronger ASPs as well. So we feel as though while the margins are lower, should be able to support them fairly well in the near term. With regard to the revenue from data cards for Q2?
More than 90% of them.
90%. It was approximately 90% data cards for the Q2.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
For further questions, please press star 1. There are no further questions so far.
Okay. We'll wait another couple minutes, I guess, just in case anyone would like to put a question to us. Mr. Moderator?
Yes, Mr. Burns?
If you don't have any further questions...
No, there are no further questions so far.
Then we have just a quick closing statement from our CEO.
非常感谢这次在我们的所有股东开的这么一个会议。
Thank you to all of you for getting up this morning and participating in our results conference call.
我在这里再重申一下我们这个未来的这个业务的这个对业务的信心。
I'd like again just to restate that we have confidence not only for the remainder of the year, but in the long-term direction of in which we are developing our business.
广信在我们德国 IPO 的时候，主要的业务收入还是靠无线数据卡单一的产品来做收入的。
At the time of our IPO, we were still a very singular, singular product business model.
还有我们这种的商务会员的这个模式部分的收入。
Mm-hmm. With very limited revenues from other sources such as online services.
经过这两年的发展以后，我们觉得这个移动互联网的概念是在全球来已经确定的这种移动互联网未来十年这种的硬件这个智能终端和应用程序是这个发展的趋势。
Following 2 years as a listed company, time that included rapid development and change within the mobile internet market. We look very, very favorably upon this market and the next 10 years of development, both in the hardware and software spaces.
所以说我们凭借着网讯在移动通讯里面的领域里面的理解和业务，我们已经基本上已经也赶上做好移动互联网这种的业务的已经这个一切的准备。
Therefore, we feel that we have a solid foundation within this industry, both in terms of knowledge, personnel, and connections to sales channels and telecom operators to continue to develop strongly as the mobile internet era in China continues to expand and take hold.
所以说我们的硬件会有这个无线数据终端和移动智能终端来作为这个载体。
Therefore, we have the three-pronged business model that we described with the wireless data terminals and the wireless intelligent terminals acting as a home for the mobile apps that we're also distributing.
所以说我们也是我们的软件是做了自己的安卓的市道以及网讯的优势海内外的这种的这个软件的代理和分发已经得到业界的这个认可。
In addition to this hardware model that we have, we also have the Vision Anduo platform focused on the Android operating system, particularly the amalgamation and distribution of applications throughout China, for which there is much market potential remaining.
我们也基本瞄准了这个我们是做金融行业的这个专业应用，我们的产品已经也在测试当中了。
And as a smaller company, we seek out niche markets, in particular the insurance industry, cosmetics, and further on other industries in order to provide unique products and carve out a niche for our own business model.
所以说我们的业务模式得到我们的同行以及我们公司所有的这个战略以及监事会的认同，所以说我认为我们业务会越来越好的。
Therefore, the business model that we've established in the three segments that we described has been extremely well received by client and industry professional alike here in China, which gives us very strong belief that we'll be able to continue to develop our business strongly further into the future.
所以说谢谢大家今天的会议，期待着下次我们有更好的业绩给大家会议。
So we thank you all very much for participating today, and we look forward to meeting you again, hopefully bringing even better news and stronger results to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We want to thank Mr. Chen Guoping, Mr. Henry Chen, Mr. Drew Burns, and all the participants of this conference. Thank you and goodbye.